Among those feeling the nation's economic strain are farmers in the dairy country of New England. Milk prices have bottomed out at a 25-year low, and economists expect little recovery later this year. The low prices affect not just farmers, but all the businesses that support the farm economy as well. From Vermont Public Radio, John Dillon reports.
Every year, farmers make a midwinter pilgrimage to an old brick auditorium in Barre, Vermont. They're here for the annual Vermont Farm Show. Outside, the snowbanks are piled high and the wind is biting. Inside, it smells like midsummer. Baskets of green hay are stacked against the wall, waiting to be judged for freshness and quality. A faint whiff of the barn clings to overalls and coats. The show offers a chance to look over new equipment and check the pulse of the state's farm economy.
I would say there's no doubt that there's less money to spend. That's a fact.
Feed and seed salesman Tony Rossier mans one of the dozens of booths at the farm show. He says business slows down when farmers are hurting.
Certainly, when you start looking at the price of equipment and stuff, they're not spending the money. It's not there.
Events over the last year combined to form a perfect storm of financial and natural disaster for New England dairy farmers. Floods last spring ruined early hay and corn crops. They were followed by months of drought that left many farms short on feed. Low milk prices also coincided with high costs for other necessities, such as diesel fuel. The low prices don't hurt as much in California and other dairy states in the far west, where farms are bigger and production costs are lower. But Vermont this year is expected to lose 200 of its 1,400 dairy farms. Farmer Aaron Nadeau says his income is off about 40% from a year and a half ago.
Basically, we're not purchasing anything new, of course, and we're just keeping up barely and hoping nothing major breaks. And it's not a lot of fun, to live milk check to milk check.
The farm crisis has galvanized lawmakers in rural New England. Maine is considering a one-time payment of about $2,000 to each of the state's 400 dairy farmers. In Vermont, the governor has proposed a farm recovery plan that includes tax breaks and low-interest loans. But the reasons for depressed prices extend well beyond New England. Robert Wellington is an economist for AgriMark, the region's largest dairy cooperative. He says the sluggish economy has slowed demand for dairy products. The stagnant sales, coupled with large inventories of government-owned butter and cheese, have kept wholesale prices low. Wellington has made the rounds of legislative hearing rooms across New England. At a recent session in Montpelier, the economist predicts that milk supplies will tighten and prices will rise later this year, but only because more farmers will go out of business.
I think that we're going to have a tremendous number of attrition of dairy farmers as we go into this spring. They tell me how they are at the limits on their credit, that they had to reach those limits this fall in order to do their harvest.
Wellington explains that slight changes in supply and demand can cause wide swings in wholesale milk prices. For several years, a regional organization called the Northeast Dairy Compact Commission kept prices from falling below a set minimum. Congress allowed the Dairy Compact to expire in 2001. The New England congressional delegation would like to resurrect it, but even its advocates say its chances of passage are slim. That means milk prices could remain unstable for years. The uncertain future worries young people who would otherwise consider a career on the farm.
Award and an excellent ribbon for vegetables, Class F.
Dozens of high school students crowd long tables. They're members of Future Farmers of America gathered for their annual award ceremony. They wear blue jackets with gold letters embossed with the name of their FFA chapter. As he stands in line for a sandwich, Ben Roshan of Vergennes, Vermont, says he's worked on a farm, but probably won't choose agriculture as a career.
Because if there's no money in it right now, why should we get involved? It's just getting yourself in a big headache, really. Why take on big responsibilities for what little pocket change you're going to get?
But Bill Vanderwerf, his classmate from Vergennes High School, disagrees.
Because people need to eat and they need dairy products, so it's going to have to come back sometime.
The young farmer says that he doesn't want to leave the land after all the generations of work that his family has invested in the farm. For NPR News, I'm John Dillon in Barre, Vermont.